I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Latvia is getting assistance to help its social services recover from the national fiscal crisis. Orphan Outreach's Tiffany Taylor says, unfortunately,
we have not heard that it really would actually go to help these programs. I mean, these programs have been told to not count on having any additional funds at all.
Every minute counts for the kids they're helping at the Karosta Day Center. They need at least 40 more sponsorships for the kids. Meeting the physical needs means so much more in these areas.
When they're able to do that, then they can just open the doors wide and tell the kids all about Christ who loves them, a Heavenly Father who wants to be their loving Father for these children who don't even understand what a loving Father is.
Meanwhile, Audio Scripture Ministries workers recently traveled over 6,000 kilometers with audio Bibles in Mozambique. Tom Dudenhofer says when they were there 2 years ago, there weren't enough resources to go around, so a team left to distribute more audio players and check on progress. What they found was jaw-dropping. They had given a village hostile to the gospel an audio scripture device at their last visit. Now,
they have a fully established church, and they are growing simply because one scripture player was taken back into a very closed village.
And God's changing the hearts of countless people through Latin America, but who's telling their stories? The need and opportunity for video projects that can convey God's work in the region is at an all-time high. So the Evangelical Free Church of America is sending a group of up to 6 video producers to create promo videos in 4 Latin American countries. The end product will hopefully stir more people to mission action. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Faith Comes by Hearing is honoring the 400th anniversary of the King James Bible by making it available to you on a dramatized MP3 CD. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.